podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Let's talk to Forest fan Leisha Pridmore and Everton fan Matt Jones from the Liverpool Echo and Blue Room podcast. Morning, both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Leisha, you must be absolutely delighted with that result.
Oh, I really am. I'm smiling. I'm grinning after hearing that bit like from the radio last night.
and 3-0 up at half time and cruising, and then I think showed a bit of character because, you know, Fulham threatened to come back into it, didn't they, in the second half?
Yeah, they really did. We seemed to sort of drop off a little bit, and you know, as a Forest fan, we've seen it so many times where we've gone sort of 2-0 up and then ended up losing. So that was really really nerve wracking, but we held on thankfully.
Matt, big result for Everton. Was the draw deserved?
Yes, I'd say it just about was in the end. Yeah, I think there were times early on in the game in particular where it looked like Everton were just going to kind of flounder their way through another football match without really laying a glove on the opponent, to be honest. And when Newcastle actually go 2-0 up and it gets VAR'd off, you're thinking this is going to be another abject, insipid performance that we've become so used to this year. But I think, funnily enough, it was that goal that got disallowed for Newcastle that kind of sparked Sean Dyche into life, and he made an uncharacteristic triple substitution before the hour mark and the free plays that came on. Particularly, obviously, Dominic Calvert-Lewin gave Everton a bit of impetus and a bit of positivity in the game. And I don't know if it was pre-planned, if there was much thinking behind it, or it was just a case of, right, we need to do something here, otherwise we're going to lose this. And in the last half an hour, Everton were the better side. Of course, they needed Jordan Pickford to play the pantomime villain against Newcastle, as he so often does, and bail them out at times with some excellent saves. But I think Everton, in the end, just about deserved it, yeah.
It's a long old winless run now, 13 games, but you wonder if this point might just be able to spark a bit of a resurgence for Everton.
Yeah, it's obviously Everton's longest winless run in the Premier League era now, and it's going to be weird that Mike Walker, who was the manager who oversaw the previous winless run, is not going to be the sort of benchmark for bad football anymore going forward. And that's obviously something we need to address. It's been pretty terrible by and large, but I think being able to just get a point last night, seeing Dominic Calvert-Lewin break his frankly ridiculous run of matches without a goal is huge as well. And I think what supporters have been talking about for a while is that we've got a stretch of home games coming up now, which we think are kind of going to define our season. We've got Liverpool to play at home, which is kind of one you cross your fingers and hope just doesn't go too badly at this moment in time. But we've got Burnley, Brentford, Forest and Sheffield United to come at Goodison Park between now and the end of the season. And you're sort of looking at those games thinking, if Everton are going to stay up, if they're going to put enough distance between themselves and the bottom three, that a points deduction that looks like he might be coming again. Is it going to have too much of an impact? It's going to be in that bank of four football matches, and there's one on Saturday against Burnley. And I think going into that after a defeat in midweek, Goodison would have been really nervy and quite a horrible place to be on Saturday. Yeah, I still think it's going to be nervy, but I don't think it'll be as nervy as well after our strikers finally scored and we've got a decent point.
What is the mood like at Goodison at the moment?
Bad. It's really bad. We haven't won since before Christmas in the Premier League. The accounts came out over the weekend and they were pretty abject. Everton's losses have doubled over the previous year of their accounts. There is potentially another points deduction coming up. There is going to be another appeal on the way. Nottingham Forest appeals there as well, so we don't know how that's going to affect us. It's really quite poor, and that's understandable. You know, this fan base has been beaten down over the last 3 years, you could say. You could even go back further than that. So it's one of them where you just kind of need to grit your teeth and get through it. Hope we can get to the end of the season, still be a Premier League club. Hopefully this takeover goes through as well, which has been lingering on for six months now with 777 Partners. That's still not been ratified by the Premier League. So it just feels like there's a dark cloud hanging over the football club at the moment. And we're clinging on and trying to get to any kind of little shafts of light we can. So Dominic Calvert-Lewin scoring last night and everything getting a decent point at Newcastle is very much that, certainly up until the next game anyway, whatever happens there.
Yeah, it gives you a little glimmer. Good to speak to you both this morning. Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Forest fan Leisha Pridmore, Everton fan Matt Jones from the Blue Room podcast.
Sports Social Podcast Network.